Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is To You Before the Close of Day. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Years ago, I recall listening to a sermon tape by Donald Gray Barnhouse, a prominent pastor and teacher. He related that years earlier he was returning by train from an evangelistic meeting he had completed several hundred miles from his home in Philadelphia. He had received a telegram that informed him his son had been in a serious accident and was near death. His only way back to Philadelphia was by rail, and he knew that it would be hours before his train arrived back home. There was nothing he could do but leave his son in God's hands. As Dr. Barnhouse entered his sleeper, his spirit was greatly disturbed. As he prayed, he recalled a phrase from Isaiah 65:25, "But dust will be the serpent's food." Using that passage, he asked the Lord to feed the serpent dust and to please grant him a good night's rest. He fell fast asleep, and the next thing he knew, the porter was touching his shoulder to tell him that they were nearing Philadelphia. The Lord had answered his prayer. By the way, his son lived, and during his time of recuperation, committed his life to full-time Christian service. If you have been having trouble getting to sleep at night, ask the Lord to give you his blessed rest and to feed the serpent dust. To you before the close of day, verse 1. To you before the close of day, Creator of the world, we pray. Your grace and peace to us allow, and be our guard and keeper now. Verse 2. From evil dreams defend our sight, from all the terrors of night, from all deluding thoughts that creep on heedless minds disarmed by sleep. Verse 3. O Father, this we ask be done through Jesus Christ, your only Son, who with the Holy Spirit and with you shall live and reign all ages through. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.